Let's talk athletics now. A very strongly worded response from the IAAF Deputy General Secretary, Nick Davies, following allegations of a cover-up in dealing with the issue of doping in the sport. The claims were made in the third instalment of a documentary by a German television company. They alleged that Athletics World Governing Body didn't carry out follow-up tests on 150 athletes who were found to have suspicious blood levels between 2006 and 2008. Our reporter, Adi Adedoyin, joins me. What's he had to say, Adi?
Well, it's all contained in a letter that he wrote to the editor of an American website called Let's Run, which covers athletics. It's a very passionate defense of the IAAF's policies and very, very strong criticism for former IAAF officials who are reported to have told these documentary makers that there's some sort of a cover-up. He uses words like cowardly and disgraceful to describe these whistleblowers and says they're hiding in the darkness and should not be allowed the possibility to destroy reputations with information taken clearly out of context. And he adds that any half-educated fan of athletics who has an interest in anti-doping should know that a single reading in a study of blood values in itself is worthless as evidence, but can be used as a marker. The media aren't spared either. He describes as sensationalist the way that some have covered the story, adding that they've reacted in an unethical manner with the intention to cause reputational damage to the IAAF's anti-doping department. And he says that athletes with a suspicious reading might well be guilty of doping, but it might not be, and that some have been exonerated without even realising there was a problem in the first place.
Very strong words, then, Adi. It does beg the question, though, why has he written a letter to a website rather than issue a statement on behalf of the IAAF?
It is slightly unusual. The allegations in the documentary, as you know, Lee, have made headlines around the globe, and he feels very strongly about this, clearly, in his capacity as Deputy General of the IAAF. But the usual protocol is to issue an official statement, and not such a passionate defence of IAAF policy, particularly to a niche website mainly known to people who follow the sport or those within the industry. So as you say, it is a surprise that on such a topical issue, he didn't put out a statement to the wider media.
Thanks, Adi. That's Adi Adedoyin. Now,